Muy buenas tardes a todos los ministros, hermanos y hermanas.
Good afternoon to all ministers, brothers and sisters in different countries. Today, Saturday, April 13 of this year, 2024, we have been watching in the news, those who have been watching the news of that attack that has been sent by Iran, where they have been sent drones, different airstrikes, which according to the news would be arriving within an hour or an hour and a half or 2 hours, and aware that the Hebrew people have always been in these wars, because you see the spark is always there in the Middle East. And we know that from one moment to another, that Third World War will be unleashed. But for that to happen, the Church Bride, when that is already happening on that scale, we will be already in the marriage supper of the Lamb. And there is a promise for Israel where the throne of David will be restored, for which there are a series of events that will be taking place in this change of kingdom from the kingdom of the Gentiles to the kingdom of the Prince Messiah. And Israel, there are 144,000 who are the remnants, which have to be sealed before the Great Tribulation begins. For which, in Revelation chapter 7, he speaks to us, "And after these things, I saw four angels standing on the four corners of the earth, holding the four winds of the earth, that the wind should not blow on the earth, nor on the sea, nor on any tree." They are holding the Third World War. And I saw another angel ascending from the east, having the seal of the living God, and he cried with a loud voice to the four angels to whom it was given to hurt the earth and the sea, saying, "Hurt not the earth, neither the sea, nor the trees, till we have sealed the servants of our God in their foreheads." May these attacks from Iran be diverted and intercepted, and may they do not touch Israel, the firstborn child of God, as a nation. May God keep Israel, and may the work of sealing those 144,000 be done before the divine judgments fall upon the earth. And may God work in all this, in these days, and may that army that is on Israel's behalf come in, the army of the Archangel Michael and the army of the Archangel Gabriel on behalf of Israel. May the Eternal keep Israel. Now, remember that what happened in the Holocaust will be repeated again. And in addition to the 144,000, there will be thousands of people who will also die.
En la página
457, on page 457 of the Book of the Seals,
nos dice,
it tells us,
456,
456, which is the 530 from the book in English, at the bottom, let's start from there.
Dice,
it says,
ahora concerniente a estos judíos,
as they were remnant according to the election, these Jews are now the remnant according to the election. In the days of Elijah's first ministry to the Jews, where 7,000 believers were kept away by the hand of God, now there is in this remnant time coming to their time to be 144,000 according to the election, that the message at that time to believe the message. And he writes, the remnant, 144,000. Now, you say, oh, now, just a minute, brother, I don't know about this election stuff. Well, I never read it there. All right. Now, let's see if it's right or not. Let's turn back to Matthew 24:31. And he shall send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet, and they shall gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other. The elect will come out. What is it? And the tribulation period, the God will call his elect, and that is the Jews during that time, the elected. The Bibles speak of it, Paul speak of it. According to the election, there will be 144,000 according to the election that will believe the message out of literally millions that will be there. Now, remember that Israel receives the message as a nation and the Gentiles as individuals and as a nation for that scripture to be fulfilled, which he spoke to us in the sixth seal, where he told us that they would be sealed before the great tribulation begins. That shows us that with the leaders is that there is a very, very important work which is not spoken openly of how the Hebrew people will receive the Lord in his second coming. They are going to see him and they are going to receive him. There is where we will be seeing those scriptures being fulfilled in a way and a manner where from one moment to another those 144,000 be sealed, and during the Great Tribulation that scripture will be fully fulfilled, of which is not spoken so that no one goes ahead and hinders what God is carrying out in this end time. Because on the page 413 of the Book of the Seals in English, he told us, but Jacob said, I am not going to leave you. You can't go. I'm going to stay right with you. See? I want things changed here. That's the 144,000, that money scheming bunch, and things like that. When they see the true, genuine thing to get a hold of, there stands Moses and there stands Elijah. Amen. They will wrestle with God until 144,000 of the tribes of Israel are called out right there. That's just before the tribulation period. See? Oh, how wonderful. They, the preachers, them two prophets, they preach like John the Baptist. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. Repent, Israel. Repent of what? Repent of your sins, your unbelief, and turn back to God. They will be receiving the Lord at his second coming before the great tribulation begins, for which
Tienen que estar los ministerios de Moisés y Elías.
The ministries of Moses and Elijah must be in the midst of the human race,
el mensaje,
preaching the message
and
sealing in their foreheads, that is giving them the revelation of the mystery of the second coming of the Lord, of the mystery of the sixth seal, of the seventh trumpet, which the church already has a very clear knowledge of the fulfillment of the seventh seal, which is the coming of the Lord for the church, and the ministries of Moses and Elijah are for the Hebrew people, which is the seventh trumpet, the seventh seal, those two olive trees that are before the presence of God, represented in the ministries of Moses and Elijah, represented there in the Archangel Michael and Gabriel. Now, it goes on to say, page 457, there were millions in Palestine, and the days of the prophecy of Elijah, and 7,000 was saved out of millions. Now, according to the election, where millions of Jews are gathering into the homeland, it's become a nation, there will be millions in there, but only 144,000 elect ones will be taken. They will hear the message. If they are going to hear it, there is an instrument on earth by which he will be speaking that word, that message, and they will listen, for the Lord will do nothing except he first reveals his secrets to his servants, his prophets. Same thing it is in the Gentile church. There is a bride, and she is elected, and he will be called according to the election. Notice, this all types the church perfectly, the elected believers. Others do not believe. You can just tell it. You tell a man a truth and let it be proven by the word and then vindicate it. He say, I don't believe it. Don't fool with it no more. Jesus said not to. Said, it's just like casting pearls before swines. See? Said, just leave them alone. They'll turn a tramp under their feet, and they'll make fun of you. Just walk away and leave them. If the blind leads the blind, and we know the rest, both shall fall into the ditch. And there he writes, the bride equals a type of the 144,000. May God at this hour save Israel as he has done so, and may those four angels hold those winds of war until that scripture of Revelation 7 is fulfilled and the 144,000 are sealed in their foreheads in the stage and phase that pertains to before the Great Tribulation begins. May God bless you, and let us be in prayer for Israel, the firstborn child of God as a nation. May you all have a good evening, and let us be alert to all this that is developing there in the Middle East. Remember that Israel is God's clock. The church bride is very well advanced in the knowledge of the seventh seal. Those who are already receiving the teaching under the tent already have that faith very at that height of that rapturing faith, and soon they will be as Enoch. Now, all of that first has to be carried out in the midst of the church, because the church is about to be raptured, and there, around that time, Israel will see that ministry in the midst of the church, but the church is seeing him first. So, we are seeing all these things happen, and what Jesus said, and when these things begin to come to pass then look up and lift up your head, for your redemption draweth nigh. May God bless you and keep you.